23-year-old Bo resident Alunga Yuen wades through knee high water on a flooded street. This is Bo Town's main street, which now looks more like a river. Yuen has chafed a plastic sheet into a sort of canoe to move her belongings from her flooded house in Bo Town's Hai Panjak suburb to higher ground. Speaking in her native Dinka language, Yuen says she is stranded on the street after most of her belongings, including clothes, mattresses and food, were either destroyed or carried away by the flood waters.
The flooding occurred during the night while we were asleep. I was surprised by water almost entering my bed. We relocated to this road by night. The whole of Hai Panjak area has been evacuated and is now left a river. Nobody is there. Now we are here with children, beds and utensils. Even this road is also getting flooded. As you can see, water over there.
Speaking in Dinka, 70-year-old Mayan Lake, a resident of Bo Town's Block 2 Safhav, says the flooding also forced his family to abandon their house and they are stranded on the street.
The town has been taken over by the flooding. There are my family members and we are now evacuating this place. Only that narrow place which is better, but it is going to flood tonight as the water continues flowing in. The water is all over and even now I am not so sure where we are going to relocate. I can't consider going to the rural area. It is risky there because of the rampant insecurity.
Hundreds of Bo residents and traders say they have lost their source of livelihood in the flooding, including chickens, merchandise for sale and food items. 38-year-old Ugandan national Hawa Bakali, who owns a laundry shop in Bo Town, says she was shocked when she woke up this morning to find her shop submerged in water.
This flood came yesterday at night around 12, so it has affected so many people now. We are in flood. People, they are on the road. They are suffering. Even we are going to die like rats.
Jonglei State Secretary General Mabura Atim says most government offices are underwater. Atim says he is working with local youth to repair the dike.
The dike was constructed years ago by the Korean team at a broken part in one of the estates of Bo Town, Haimeshua, and that permit a lot of water to be pouring in yesterday. So with that, most of the areas here in Bo Town now, they're underwater. And myself, with all the youth of Bo Town, we are now fighting the flood to ensure the broken part is now fixed.
Jonglei State Relief and Rehabilitation Commission Director Gabriel Denga Jack says more than 50,000 people have been affected by the flooding. He says his office is working with aid workers to assess the needs of the displaced.
So far, what we are counting on is the directly affected communities of Haimeshua, Panjak, to move northward. And this has come down to 55,000 individuals for now. But we are still making more assessments, getting more figures. We will be updating these figures as time goes by.
Michael Madinga Kweth from the South Sudan Red Cross in Bor says his organization and other aid agencies have sent assessment reports to Juba. The first priority is providing clean water to the displaced, says Akweth.
Most of the Latins have submerged underwater, so the community need to be supported to ensure that the sanitation is in place. The other need is they need water channels. We have recommended that the community should be supported with some tools to be able to give the community family-based water channels to the main channels so that the water could be drained to the bigger water channels.
Akweth says the South Sudan Red Cross will intervene once they get a response from headquarters in Juba. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaiding in Bor.